Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
All right, Cliff, do Big Johnsons turn you on?
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff.
Oh, my goodness, Kendall. Let's get fruity.
Let's get fruity, Cliff. How? First of all, let's step back for a second, Cliff. How is your week going?
Let's take a step back. Take a step back. Ever since we got freaky last week, I was like, what else could we get?
Make out with controversy, Cliff. What?
How about fruity? How about fruity, Kendra?
What? Step back. How is your week going, Cliff?
Step back. Bend the bones and twist the back.
Oh, it's not Halloween yet, Cliff. It's not Halloween yet.
I have been buying Halloween things from the dollar store across my street. I have to admit, I'm gonna be transparent and tell you that.
Well, I've seen Halloween stuff and I've been wanting to buy it. I've been holding back.
Well, usually I've been going to the dollar store to buy snack items.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I can't go and just buy this donut and candy bar and bag of chips. What else can I buy? Thank you. To throw them off the scent of my morbid obesity, I'll get a pumpkin candle and some pumpkin stickers.
I love how you think that will throw them off the scent, because they'll be like, oh, this guy's not fat. He's got candles.
He's not going to go home and eat all these single-serving snack treats in this one night. He wouldn't do that.
Then they would just say, oh, he's gay, fruity, and fat.
Gay, fruity, and fat. Fun and fancy free, Kendall. How are you? Now, let me just say this point blank and then we'll drop it. I did skip my first bubbleology class yesterday. You know I'm obese man on campus.
But you are. You are the obesest man on campus.
Yes, I am. Fuck me. Yes, I am.
FML.
But yeah, I did skip my first bubbleology class yesterday just because I couldn't find a parking place. But that's all I'm going to say. And so how has your week been?
Actually, my week has been one of the best weeks so far. I've been very slow at work.
Best weeks of your life.
I'm leaving Dexter. And I'm moving on to new and better things, Cliff. I'm going to Law & Order, Los Angeles. Bum bum.
Kendall, you are reminding me of something like you're a little bitter like a lemon.
Oh, no, Cliff, I'm not bitter. Cliff, now, speaking of fruity, Cliff, do you know what the colors of the gay flag mean?
Kendall, don't be ridiculous. When I said let's get fruity, I meant fruits like apples and oranges, things that our children should be eating every day.
Oh, my God, Cliff, I have all this information about what it means to be gay. You mean, I thought this was Gay Pride Week Part 2.
Oh, Kendall, you fat idiot. Did you learn nothing about tolerance from our Gay Pride Awareness Month?
I found more information for this week on Gay Pride than I did the week we did Gay Pride.
Well, stuff your gay pride in a sack, okay, mister. We're talking about fruit. Speaking of fruit, what's your favorite fruit, Kendall?
Gosh, I'm so caught off guard now. I don't know.
Gun to your head. What's your favorite fruit?
Probably banana.
Oh, all right.
Let me be a little bit.
Looks like a cock. All right.
No, plantains. Deep fried in honey and brown sugar. That is my favorite fruit.
Alright.
What's your favorite fruit?
I think blackberries.
Blackberry? Well, I
used... once you go blackberry, you never go blackberry.
Thank you,
writers. Our writers were honing that zinger for hours this afternoon.
We are going to win an Emmy next year. I know it.
this is a Peabody show right here.
I used to love blackberries. I really did. I don't know what happened. You know how sometimes things just change?
Like my weight, it just goes up and up and up.
It does, Cliff. But But, you know, things change. Like, I used to love blackberries. I used to hate coconut. Now my favorite thing in the world is coconut. And I'm not so fond of blackberries anymore. I don't know why.
And that is weird because I like coconut flavor, but I do not like coconut shavings. Oh. I feel like they're the consistency of toenails. And that's now, all I'm going
to
say.
Is coconut a fruit?
Kendall, do you know how to tell if something is a fruit or not?
Oh, my God. Do you have a helpful tip?
If it has seeds, it's a fruit.
So a tomato is a fruit.
Tomato is a fruit, which also makes cucumbers a fruit.
Well, look at that.
It makes that a fruit.
Oops, I hit the wrong button. It's a party over here, Cliff.
It's a fruit party. It's a fruit party in the USA. Kendall, do you know what the best fruit for you is?
Nutritionally speaking?
Yes. I was speaking nutritionally.
Is it an apple?
No, idiot. It is a blueberry.
Oh, God, I hate blueberries. No wonder I'm so fucking fat.
I know. I don't really like blueberry. I like blueberry muffins.
I like blueberry waffles drenched in maple syrup.
I don't really like blueberries themselves. I can stomach them, but I would prefer a blackberry, as I've already stated.
Do you like mango? Okay, let me ask you first. Do you like mango?
I think I do. I don't think I've had enough of it to like think, ooh, mango.
Okay, I hate mangoes. I hate pears. I hate kiwi.
Oh, I love pears.
Ugh, all this weird fruit.
I like kiwi too.
I'm not a huge fruit person. I should just go ahead and say.
You're just a huge fruit. Thank you, writers, for that setup and that punchline.
This is not this show is not about being fruity, Cliff. It's about fruit.
Kendall, did you know that a medium orange has 100% of the vitamin C that an adult should have in a day?
Oh, I had some orange juice this morning on set.
Look at that vitamin C.
That's the first time I've had orange juice in probably a year and a half.
Now, I don't really drink orange juice. I have this thing in my mind that it breaks my face out.
You know, it doesn't break my face out, but it gives me those sores in my mouth because of the acidity.
Oh.
Every time I drink orange juice.
Maybe. Now, what doesn't break my face out is if I actually eat an orange.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I'll break your face out.
I'll break your face. But I like to eat oranges, although I used to think they're more trouble than they're worth, but now I've gotten the hang of it.
My hands smell like oranges all day. I can't stand it.
I like that, though. Ooh, I like smelling like oranges.
I hate the citrus smell. It reminds me of a hospital when they use that citrus spray.
Oh, my God. Well, you might want to change your idea when you hear this. An orange has more fiber than most fruits or vegetables.
Oh, Cliff, I take enough Benefiber a day to make up for that.
That's a bombshell. Raspberries, which no one has mentioned.
Oh, I hate raspberries. I hate raspberries.
I don't hate raspberries. Here's what I hate. I hate that raspberry.
What is a snozzberry?
Raspberry is the go-to flavor for things like drinks or raspberry chocolate candies.
Yes, and I hate it.
I don't want stuff to taste like raspberry.
I don't either. Raspberry sucks. Raspberry should go to the bottom of the pile, right along with like poop flavor.
Good one.
I'm going to talk to our writers about that one.
Take that, raspberries. But no, raspberries used to be called hindberries. Probably because they were like, this comes from a hind. Poop berries, like you just said.
That's what they were thinking. And they thought it was more adequate to call them raspberries.
Speaking of olden days, did you know peaches were once known as Persian apples?
Oh, I don't like peaches either.
Oh my God, and let me explode this onto the scene.
Uh-oh.
Did you know nectarines are just peaches without the fuzz?
Well, I do hate the fuzz, Cliff.
I hate the fuzz, and that's no joke.
Oh, Cliff, I had so much to say about fruit, but that is no joke, Cliff.
Come back, store it up.
These are no jokes. These are not fruity jokes. These are good jokes.
Lord.
Why don't you start us out, Cliff?
Kendall, alright. There was this man.
Yes. What a weird name for such a man.
There was this man, right, and he ate a piece of fruit and then he put the core into the trash can. And then this man walks into the bank. And after waiting for 20 minutes in line, he goes straight to a customer service rep and says, "Hey lady, I got this here check for deposit and I'll be goddamned if I'm gonna wait my ass online anymore."
Oh my god.
"Please," says the woman, "I won't have that kind of language in this bank."
Me neither if I ran that bank.
"Well, excuse me," the man says, "but this f***ing check ain't drawing any goddamn interest with you yapping away about my language, bitch." "And, sir, I don't have to take this abuse," she says. "Well, then let's get the f***ing manager, okay? I mean, what kind of shit is this that I have to take from you?"
All of a sudden, he's from New York.
He's from New York. And the manager is summoned, and he says, "What seems to be the problem?"
That's
how
he's from
Nashville. That's how he sounded. He's from Nashville. He's a nerd. And the woman says, "This man is using vulgar language, and I won't stand for it." Uh-uh. And the man says, "Hey, all I'm trying to do in this goddamn bank, for Christ's sake, is deposit this fucking check for $15 million.
Whoa.
And the manager, he looks at the check and then at the man and says, "And this fucking bitch won't help ya?"
What a
bitch.
What a pussy that guy was, Cliff, for just giving it on to him for the money.
Bitch, what sometimes, a bitch.
Sometimes you have to stand on your laurels regardless of anything, Cliff.
Stand in the place where you live.
Cliff, I love how that man was just called Man. He didn't have a name.
Man. Yeah.
Sometimes I wish people just call me Man.
Hey, man.
So, Cliff, as a butcher is shooting, he is shooing a dog from his shop.
Oh, no!
He is shooing a dog from his shop. He sees a $10 bill in the dog's mouth, and it has a note with it that says, "$10 lamb chops, please." So, the butcher is amazed. He takes the money, puts a bag of chops in the dog's mouth, and quickly closes the shop. Now, Cliff, this man, his name is Man, he follows the dog, and he watches him. And he waits for a green... The dog, he waits for a green light. He looks both ways. Crosses the road to the bus stop. Well, Cliff, then the dog checks the timetable at the bus stop. Sits on the bench and waits for the bus to arrive. He walks around to the front of the bus, looks at the number, and then boards the bus. And this butcher is dumbstruck, Cliff.
Dumbstruck.
He is dumbstruck. So as the bus travels out of the suburbs, the dog takes in the scenery. And after a while, he stands on the back paws to push the stop button. And then the butcher follows him off because he's been following this whole time. So then the dog runs up to a house, drops his bag on the stoop. He goes back down the path, takes a big run, and throws himself against the door. He does this again and again with no answer. So he jumps on a wall, walks around to the garden, beats his head against the window, jumps off, and waits for the front door. And this big guy, Cliff, probably one of us, opens the door and starts cursing and pummeling the dog. And the butcher runs up and screams at the guy, "What the hell are you doing? This dog is a genius." And the owner responds, "Genius my ass, this is the second time this week he's forgotten his key."
Oh my goodness, Kendall.
What a fruity joke, Cliff. Did I mention that was an orange grove?
Was walking through the Shire one day, and et cetera, the Lord of the Rings, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you make fun of my Lord of the Rings jokes, or I'll start telling jokes about Lord of the Rings.
And all I was thinking of in that joke was how he was dumbstruck, and I thought, I am fat struck. And so,
Cliff, if fat struck was a word, I would be struck with fat 24 hours a day.
Sometimes I accidentally strike people with my fat. I walk next to them and boom.
Every moment I walk, I'm struck by my own fat because it just flips around and hits me in the face.
I have been jiggling a lot lately, and it's really disconcerting. Oh. Kendall, there were three hillbillies sitting on the front porch.
Who's the third? There's two of us on the show.
And the first hillbilly says, "My wife is so dumb. Yesterday, she drug home a brand new washer and dryer, and we ain't even got no electricity." What I feel like I'm Larry the Cable Guy doing a joke here. And the second hillbilly said, "Well, my wife is stupider than yours. Yesterday, she brings home a new dishwasher, and we ain't even got running water."
What an idiot that woman was.
Kendall, the third hillbilly.
Oh, what did he say, Cliff?
He said, "Well, my wife is even stupider. Yesterday, I was in the kitchen and I saw her purse on the table. And everything was spilt out of it, and there was a bunch of condoms laying there.
Uh-oh.
And she ain't even got a dick."
Oh. Who is the idiot in that story, Cliff?
Who is the monster and who is the man, Kendall? I think that might be a really oldie but a goodie, but if it's old, it's really old.
Oh, it's so. Really old and really goodie. All right, so old, there was a little boy.
Like us and fat. Yes, little Johnny!
Yes, of course it was little Johnny.
Heaven help us.
His mother.
Heaven help us.
His mother, Cliff, was about to have another baby. I don't know why the hell she would have another baby after having little Johnny. But so,
because try again. Well, try again.
One day, little Johnny walked in and saw his mother naked. And he asked his mother what that hair was between her legs.
Fur pie.
Now, Cliff, she said, it's my washcloth.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know why she said it was her washcloth. She just doesn't understand how to talk to little Johnny. So, weeks later, after the mother had her baby, the young boy walked in on his mother again. And she's just naked all the time, Cliff. And while she was in the hospital, the doctor had shaved her pubic hairs. And the little boy, little Johnny, he said, what happened to your washcloth? And the mother said, oh, I lost it. Now, the little boy, little Johnny, he's just always trying to be helpful.
So it sounds like that.
He set out to find his mother's washcloth. So a few days later, he ran into his mother, yelling and screaming, I found your washcloth! And the mother, thinking that little Johnny was just playing, went along with it and said, well, where did you find it, little Johnny? And little Johnny said, the maid has it. She is washing Daddy's face with it. What a slut his father
is. Slut.
Slut.
Bitch. Kendall, a man.
I hope that was bitch, comma, Kendall.
Bitch. It was.
Okay, good.
All right. A man walks up to the bar
and
speaks to the bartender, and he says, I bet you $500 that I can piss in this cup from across the room.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And the bartender looks at the man like he was nuts and says with a laugh, look, buddy, you got a deal. And so the man walks over to the other side of the room, pulls down his zipper, and lets it fly. Pee-pee goes everywhere. It's on the bar, on the customers, all over the bartender, but not a drop lands in the cup. Oh, and the man walks back over to the bartender, and the bartender says, we'll pay up. So the man pays and turns around and begins to laugh hysterically, Kendall, beyond all control. And the bartender asks, well, you just lost $500. Why are you laughing? And the man turns around and says to the bartender, well, you see that other guy over there? The bartender says, yeah. And the man replies, well, I bet him $10,000 that I could pee all over your bar and you, and that you would be happy and laugh about it.
Hilarious, Cliff. Hilarious. Now, Cliff, this little farm boy.
That felt like a Kendall joke, but yes.
Oh, how sad.
Oh.
I'm hurt.
Because it started out in heaven. I cut that part out, but it started out at the pearly gates, and then I just omitted that part.
What a bitch. Cliff, this farm boy accidentally overturned his wagon of corn.
Oh, no!
And this farmer who lived nearby heard the noise and yelled over to the boy, hey, Willis, forget your troubles. Come in and visit with us. I'll help you get the wagon up later. And
forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
And Willis said, that's nice of you, but I think Pa wouldn't like me to. And the farmer said, oh, come on, boy. And he said, well, okay, but Pa won't like it. And after a hearty dinner, Willis thanked his host, and he said, I feel a lot better now, but I know Pa is going to be real upset. And the farmer said, don't be foolish. By the way, where is he? And he says, oh, he's under the wagon.
Whoa.
Oh, he left his daddy under the wagon. What a bitch that child was.
Bitch child. Kendall, what's pink and fluffy?
Oh, God, I'm afraid to ask, Cliff.
Pink fluff. Why do Eskimos wash their clothes in Tide?
In Tide. I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Because it's too cold out Tide. And what do you call
out Tide.
A boomerang that doesn't come back?
A frisbee?
A stick, you big fat idiot. Oh. And do you, speaking of you, do you want to lose 10 pounds of ugly fat?
Oh, every day of my life.
Kid, why don't you just cut off your head?
What a
burn.
Cliff, I got to break after that.
Those were just friendly burns. I did not mean any of those.
I got to take a break after that. I'm so crushed.
I have to take a break. I have to get my assistant Topher to cool me off. It's been so fruity in here.
Oh,
I gotta get. I have to get Topher to cool me off.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Whoa.
I'm gonna call our union rep.
Whoa.
More sass right after this.
To keep your dog in top condition, get your pet complete nutrition. Feed them sturdy, make them sturdy, happy, friendly, pecky, furry. Any dog can be a winner if he eats some sturdy dinner. Feed them sturdy, beefy sturdy, vet with thanks, insist on sturdy. Ask any dog who's tasted it, the doggy rips a bit. Use sturdy dinner, dog food is delicious. Get sturdy.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Oh, all right, Cliff, we are back.
FMA.
Back and fruity, Cliff.
Back and fruity, Kendall.
Now, Cliff, we asked a question. Sorry, that was an awkward pause. That was like a first date. Cliff, we asked
this
a question.
This is our first date. Kendall, do you have any siblings?
One. Cliff, I asked a question. We asked a question, not me, on Facebook. What is your favorite fruit? Now, Cliff, we had a lot of responses. This has been a very popular question.
It has
mainly
been.
Because people didn't have to write anything other than one word. Our good friend Wes from film school said apples.
Yeah. Oh.
Bridget said watermelons.
All right.
Nicole said pineapple.
Oh.
Brandy said strawberries. Yum. Amanda said mango.
Oh.
Rose said peaches.
Ooh.
And Jennifer said anything that can be baked into a pie. That's what we like. And she said, but seriously, probably cantaloupe. Isn't it great that and one more. I would say Kendall. Ha ha ha, bitches. You suck. Love, Clint and Kenneth from the Shock Your Mind podcast. ShockYourMindPodcast.blogspot.com. Ooh. Cliff, I hate them.
I'll try to remind Mr. Snodbottom to cut it out before we go to air.
Can you believe, Cliff, that so many people had different responses? I would have thought everybody would have said the same thing.
What did you think everybody would say?
Oh, I don't know. Blackberries, I guess.
Blackberries. Because once you go blackberry, you never go back.
Did have one person call in. I'm going to go ahead and play that for us now.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Charles. I'm a contractor. And I was calling in regards to the question, what is your favorite fruit? My favorite fruit is definitely cans of chunk pineapple. My ex-wife Vanessa and I, we used to use it in our love making. And I know there's children that listen to the show, so I won't go into detail on that. I love you.
Was Charles having sex just then, Cliff, do you think?
You know that Charles. He's doing everything but contracting, even though he's a contractor.
He's always on our show. Oh, Cliff. Oh, my. Okay, Cliff.
Oh, my. Kendall, can we make an announcement, a bold announcement, before we move on?
Oh, yes, Cliff, we can.
To the super fans, because if you're not, then you've already turned the show off. But if you're still listening, you must be a Cliff and Kendall super fan. And you'll be interested to know that in thanks, because we love, don't we love all of our listeners?
Cliff, I love all our listeners personally, each one of them.
I do too. I would go around and shake their hand. And we love our listeners more than Ira Glass loves his. Mm-hmm. And more than Garrison Keillor loves his.
Yes.
We do. And
definitely more than Clinton Kenneth.
Oh, whoever they even are. I'm sure they don't have any, is why they're jealous of us.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love our listeners so much that in September, one of the best months of the year, since we're just getting out of this awful
It's starting to get fall.
I know. It's such a good month. We are going to make it even better. How about we make it twice as nice?
Uh-oh, Cliff. What does that mean?
How about, all right, I feel like I'm on a game show and I'm giving stuff away. And everybody who's listening to this show, look under your chair, because under that chair, you have found that every Tuesday in September, you are getting a bonus episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. That's right, every week, two brand new, amazing, entertaining, uplifting,
oh, Cliff,
episodes of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Is it Christmas already?
Oh, have yourself
a happy little podcast.
Yeah, Kendall, one day we got to get a studio audience every day so we can tell people they got shit under their chairs, because that is just too much fun.
You get something under your chair. Oh, yeah. Girl. Well, I don't know about you, but I love hearing about media. And it has been so long since, that was a terrible segue, but it has been so long since I've heard from you, Cliff, about media and what's going on in the world, and I feel like you should tell us.
Can I put 60 seconds on that clock?
All right. It's time for Cliff's Media Minute. All right, Cliff, 60 seconds are on the clock. Go.
All right. Kendall, you know how we were just... earlier in the show, we were talking about Halloween, how I've been buying stuff at the drugstore.
Uh-huh.
Well, on Glee for Halloween, they are going to have a Rocky Horror episode. Did you know that?
Shut the hell up, Cliff.
Shut the front door, y'all.
Shut the door.
This episode is about fruit, lest we forget. Remember the fruits.
We'll never forget.
Salute the fruits. Glee! The characters from Glee are also going to be on The Simpsons on the season premiere.
When is
Kendall,
that?
In September, I guess. I looked and I couldn't find it. I really did look. Rick Moranis, he might be coming out of retirement. What do you think about that?
I love Rick Moranis, Cliff. I can't wait.
I know. He might be coming out of retirement for Ghostbusters 3. That's the rumor that the rumor mill is churned out for this week.
I hope the rumor mill is correct.
I hope so, too. And now, Ken, I don't know if you understood this, but Paris Hilton was arrested with cocaine in Las Vegas.
I did hear that. And Cliff and Ken do not condone the use of cocaine.
No, we do not. We don't. And you know what she was going to do? When she was going to say that purse was not hers, and people are saying she was going to hide the coke in her vajayjay.
Oh, Cliff, that's what I do. Well, she could have taken it into a Freddy Krueger nightmare.
Your man, JJ. She could have. That's the only way to escape it is to put it up the vajayjay and it goes right into a Freddy Krueger nightmare.
Yep. There you go.
And the only way to get it back out is through the hidden in the vajayjay. she has to fall asleep first, though.
Yep.
But anyway, Kendall, finally. Oh, no.
Finally.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars. Are you ready?
Sorry. I didn't even think about that when it just came out. What about Dancing with the Stars, Cliff?
Kendall, let me read you a list of these luminaries. It's going to be on there.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say it was canceled. I was so excited.
No. This is news that my grandmother is excited about. David Hasselhoff.
Oh,
Margaret Cho, Florence Henderson, and don't you know, fame whore daughter, Bristol Palin, is going to be dancing with them stars, but it's already been assured Bristol she's going to wear the most modest outfits that have ever been seen on the show.
She's going to wear a three-piece dancing suit.
She's going to wear, I picture her in, a Quaker kind of Amish
thing. When will that show be over, Cliff? Is that all the time you have for Media Minute?
That's all the media that I got, Kendall. Mm-hmm. I know it's 59 seconds.
It's up 60 right there. Oh, so close, Cliff. So close. Thank God you got that in
so
under a minute.
Hard. I'm so glad.
Now, Cliff, you know our favorite part
of the
show.
We've had this time. It's helping people.
It's helping people, and it's time to do that now, Cliff, because we've talked so much about fruit. You've got questions, and we've got answers. Ask.
I'm so happy that twice a week in September, I feel like we are going into syndication. Twice a week in September,
I feel like
there's
a few
listeners
out there that their heads are exploding right now with excitement.
I know. Mine are,
you know,
and I've already heard the shows, and I know they're good.
They are great, Cliff. All right, why don't you start us out with our dear Cliff and Kendall?
All right, Kendall, let me see here.
Pull it out, Cliff. Read that letter.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
I'm 21 years old.
Uh-oh.
I have not had sex in a year and a half, and I'm going nuts. LOL. I'm horny just all the time. It's all I think about. But I'm not interested in a relationship. I'm just interested in sex. There's a guy that has told me he would be interested in being friends with benefits, but he has a girlfriend.
Ooh.
I don't want to be the one he cheats with, but in the past I have slept with him, and I know I like him. I know he's a player, and I know he's all he's interested in is sex, and for some reason that's perfectly okay with me. Cliff and Kendall, I don't know what to do. How does friends with benefits work? Are there rules? And if so, what should the rules be? And what should I do about this guy? I really want him, and he's made it very clear that he wants me to. And that was signed, Moist for JJ in Manhattan.
Oh, Cliff, are you ready for the best time ever?
I'm ready for the best time.
Cliff, no, not the best time. The best tie-in ever.
Oh, okay. I was all ready for the best time.
Well, you have to wait on that one. Cliff?
I thought, when you said that, I thought, I don't know how he's going to make his response to this Dear Cliff and Kendall question, the best time I've ever had. But Cliff, all right, let's see where it goes with it.
I think this guy is the forbidden fruit. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
Cliff, hold your applause to the end, everyone. I think that this guy, she should stay well away from. It is fine to have friends with benefits, but if he has a girlfriend, she is getting into a whole can of worms that she doesn't want to open.
Yeah.
He is committed to someone, you know.
Shelby opened that can of worms for Miss Weeza. She didn't want it, but it happened anyway.
I think she should stay the hell away from him and find her another friend with benefits. There are plenty of fish in the sea to have sex with all day long.
Go listen, if you're a lady, go to a bar. There's 50 guys there that want to do you.
That will pick you up. Yeah. If all she wants is sex. All right, Cliff. Well, is that what you think?
She made it very clear. Yeah, I'm sure. It's close.
Okay, good.
You're almost right. I'll give you half a ding.
Okay, good. I couldn't stop it halfway through, though. All right, Cliff. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year.
Uh-oh.
When we got together, we had just gotten out of a 5-year relationship. He says he loves me, but he recently told me that she was better in bed than I am.
Oh,
I have lost all my confidence in our relationship and don't enjoy making love with him now, knowing that I don't measure up. His ex was better looking than I am, but I don't understand why he would say that. I have told him he hurt my feelings, but he doesn't care. What do I do now? And that's hurt in big sky country, Cliff.
Huh.
What do you think?
Well, I think we must not know all the story, because either one of two things. Either he said that in a moment of when she asked him who was better, and then maybe he should have lied, but maybe he was just being honest and was like, oh, she was better. Or he's a jerk face, he's a dickhole, and like you know, all the time, and he's just like, oh, you know who was better in bed than you? My ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, well, let me just say, on your first try, you were wrong. On the second try, you were exactly right, because he was a dickhead. And
you don't think it's possible that she asked him?
No, I don't. I think
that
he
just
came out.
Who would just offer that up?
A douchebag like this guy in this story.
Oh no!
So it's my opinion that she should move on to somebody else, Cliff.
If he listens, he can only listen to one episode a week in September and not both of them.
He doesn't get the bonus.
Yeah, he does not get our bonus episodes.
Can you believe all the people we've helped, Cliff? Over 100.
I can't.
Over all the shows that we've done, how many people we've helped?
It's so pleasing to me.
It's so pleasing. It's pleasing that we've helped people, but it's sad that we didn't talk more about fruit, Cliff.
Oh, can we talk? We hit the high points.
Fruit. It grows on trees. We eat it.
You should get several servings a day.
Get several servings a day. It'll help your body. And that's all I got to say about fruit.
Maybe if I turned to eating fruit all the damn time, I wouldn't be so obese.
Maybe we should try that. If our listeners want to know more about fruit, they can probably check it out at cliffandkendall.com.
Maybe I will.
cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or they can call us on our fat line at 818-308-3084-FAT and leave a message.
Yeah.
And we will not talk to you. It'll just be a message. You can record a message for us. We'll play it on the show.
We're too busy. We got to do two shows a week in
Topher
September.
Will listen to the messages and pick the best ones.
He'll sift through them, give them to Mr. Snodbottom for the okay, and then there you go.
I bet Clinton Kenneth don't have voicemail they can check.
They definitely don't. At the Shock Your Mind podcast, they're idiots.
Now, Cliff, do you have a quote?
I have two quotes, Kendall.
Oh, my. Cliff, I only have one.
I hope you're ready to get fruity this week.
Start us out with one quote, Cliff.
Let's get fruity, Kendall. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
I love that.
That's Groucho Marx.
He's so funny, Cliff.
funny fella. Cliff, he was the latter day us. This is the church of Latter Day Fatzos.
Cliff, a man's worth has its season, like fruit, and that was Francois de la Rochefoucauld.
Kendall, you gotta go out on a limb sometimes, because that's where the fruit is. And that was said by Will Rogers.
And Cliff, that's what I just did. I went out on a limb to tell you that quote. And you just went out on a limb just then, Cliff. Why don't you go ahead and take a
time? I've been out on a limb this whole show.
You're too fat, Cliff. That limb is gonna break any minute.
It's a little bit like in a separate piece when Finney jounced the limb, except for nobody's jouncing this limb. It's my enormous obesity. Take me home, Fruity Rose.
Fruity Rose.
To a place.
That's where fruity.
More fruit. I'm Claire.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week with more fruitiness.
Oh, we will. I gotta work up some better numbers for those Take Me Home. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Fruit baskets! We didn't even touch on that.
Next time.